Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in You Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
This is Evangelist Randy Brollo, and God has given me a heavy burden for our cities, heavy for the people in the earth that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Excuse me. And God has given me a word, an anointed word, that I know will speak to your heart and bear witness with your spirit. Isaiah 57, verse 19. I create, this is the Lord speaking, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, comma, pause, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Isaiah 57, verse 19 to 21. You know, there's no peace to those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, because you're under the manifestation and under the control of Satan, the god of this world, who is a murderer. He's a killer, he's a thief, he's a liar, he perverts the word, he comes to destroy lives. He hates the people of God that have the spirit of the living Christ in them, and he hates order. So he is disorder, and so his plan, which is going to fail, which has already failed, his plan is to destroy the earth's atmosphere, to destroy you as a person, whether it be through drugs, through hatred, through murder, through chaos, through lying, through cheating, through fornication, through adultery, whatever sin that lies at your door and you do not repent of it, that's what you will die from. The soul that sinneth shall surely die, the word of God tells us. So Satan's job is to destroy your life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, we're experiencing some very difficult times here in America in different cities. And it's because of the beginning of sorrows. We are in the time when the Lord is soon to return, because the scriptures tell us that when you look and see these things that are happening, the earthquakes in diverse places and all the chaotic sorrows and troubles and the perilous times and the floods and the strange weather, and Israel becoming a nation, and how the nations around her are treating that nation of Israel, and how we as Americans treat one another in the body of Christ, and how we treat Israel as a brother or an enemy. And then you have the Antichrist in government that refuse to humble themselves and say, in God we trust, instead of we shall rise again and we shall build and we shall make our own strength. See, everything is in their own strength. And when we have the head is crooked, the whole body's crooked. And so we have it in Ephesians 6 and 12, we have spiritual wickedness in high places, meaning that the leaders and those that are in authority in certain territories, certain cities, when they have the Antichrist spirit in their heart, and when they have wickedness in their heart, and when they're not right, the people will not rejoice. The people will mourn. And you'll get chaos. You'll get disorder. You'll have murders. You'll have drugs. You'll have killings. The cities, yes, are definitely cursed, but God can break that curse through prayer. We are the people of God. We, just like the saints of old that came out of the catacombs when all the trouble was coming on the earth, the earthquakes, the famines, the pestilence, they prayed and they came out and they ministered to the folks. This is what God is requiring of us, an end-time marketplace ministry, not just playing church, not just being religious, but being the ecclesiastic, being the called out, the righteous, the holiness, the Christ in you, the hope of glory, the anointing of God in you. so that you can break down the strongholds that's holding people into bondage. But there's wickedness in high places, and so it's a group of people in that territory. That's what brings wickedness in high places. And so one can send 1,000, two can send 10,000. And we that have the Spirit of God, if we just would humble ourselves and pray, if my people, which are called by my name, the Lord says, shall do what? Humble themselves. You know, humble yourself. Turn from your wicked ways. Repent. Then will God hear from heaven. You know, and so it's for us to watch and to pray and have an understanding of what's going on in this end time. Here with understanding of the heart, an individual that is wicked, there is no peace in that person. When there is wickedness over a territory, such as a city, in turmoil because of the wickedness in the hearts of the leaders in authority and the people that receive the impartation of that wicked spirit, that means the people that are over that city that are in power, in authority, they release a wicked anointing, an evil anointing, an evil impartation on the oppressed. They continue to oppress the little man, the poor man. And so they receive an impartation of the wicked spirit in that territory. I'll give you an example. If you have a leader or anyone that's in authority, and that person is even in the church behind the pulpit, if that person is taking drugs, there is a drug spirit when that person speaks. That is, there is a drug spirit that's going to be imparted to those over the listeners of the ear. That's right. It's an impartation of spirit. Words are spirit and life, beloved. Words that you speak, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the words that you speak, they could either be life or they could be death. And so the impartation of the wicked spirit in that territory, that city has no peace. Certainly there's no peace in Baltimore, Maryland. Certainly there's no peace in Ferguson, Missouri. Certainly there's no peace in all the cities right now that are having turmoil and having chaos with black on white crimes and white on black crimes. And certainly there's an injustice. And certainly there is a difference of opinions, and everyone has their own opinion of good cop, bad cop. But when there's prayer, when there's people that fervently pray of the righteous, that city, that territory will be healed. Beloved, it's true. It's so true. But America will not repent. The people in the land will not repent. And so this is the consequences that's taking place. Proverbs 29:2. Read and hear the living word. You know, Proverbs 29:22 says, the word of God tells us, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And certainly there's a lot of mourning going on in our country now, just as there's a lot of mourning going on in the Middle East. Certainly as there's a lot of oppression going on in the Middle East, there's certainly a lot of oppression right here in America. And so America needs to wake up. Wake up, shake yourself, church. Shake yourself, don't be religious. But have your spiritual eyes open to truth. Have your spiritual eyes open to that which is godly. Understand what is taking place here in the earth. And you know what? You shall be healed. God desires to heal his people. It's time for the righteous in Christ to pray for the hearts of the leaders and the people to change their hearts towards God and repent in Jesus' name. Then there will be healing in their land. Protest peacefully, yes, it can bring reformation. However, the city, the nation, the territory that is in turmoil needs healing. We need healing, healing in our land. We need healing in your body. You need healing in your homes. You need healing in your schools. You need healing in your communities. Yes, you need healing. God can and God will heal, and he desires to heal. But people must humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and healing will happen. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and there shall be peace in the land of America. That's right. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and there shall be peace in America. But you see, America refuses to repent. People in the community, in the cities, they refuse to repent because they will not have their eyes open to the truth. It's time for the saints to get out into the streets and declare in power, not just enticing words, the Holy Ghost power that transforms lives, that changes people's hearts, that renews their mind, that they will know that they know that they have been changed by the spoken word, which is Jesus Christ, Christ in them, the hope of glory. This is Evangelist Randy Brollo reminding you that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Pray for the American land. Pray for the nations all over the world. And most of all, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.